Well, good day, everyone, everywhere, and special greetings to all those seated in heavenly places in Jesus, our Messiah. The name of this broadcast is Cross the Border, and this is a live weekly prophecy reality edition. So come on over to the chat room at firstamendmentradio.net if you're able to, and the studio cam is on. Join the conversation. If you're not able, well, just keep listening where you are at. See, our scripture verse for the day is Romans 12:1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, if you've given your life to Christ, if you claim him as your Lord and Master, then your reasonable service is to present your body a living sacrifice, whatever that may entail. And if you've been sticking around here very much, you know that might entail serving him daily or in your work, in whatever you do to serve him, whether it's playing with your children, your grandchildren, working your job, or everything that you do, you know, loving your family. You serve God. You present your body a living sacrifice. And that may even sometime in the future mean laying down your life for the gospel, for the truth, because you refuse to recant and take your eyes off the prize of eternal life, not to be conformed with the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You know, there are a lot of people that say, that go out, these liars that go out there and they say things like that Paul, the apostle, didn't preach the same gospel that Jesus preached. But right here, he preaches the same gospel. Oh, it's in different words. Jesus said, repent, meaning change your mind. The kingdom is at hand. And Paul says here, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And how do we do that? By the washing of the water of the word. Paul also says that. It's the same gospel. Make no mistake. And don't listen to these liars who want to divide the word of God up and cast doubt in, because what, if you can't believe what Paul says, then you get to pick and choose whatever you like, whatever you want to believe in the scriptures, which God has delivered to us in our time. So it's all acceptable. The entire 66 books, I believe you can count on them. They preach the same gospel. There's no doubt in my mind about it. So, let me check the chat room, see if we got anybody showing up and joining me. We got the usual, the core crowd here today. So, good to see you. I'll stack you there. And for a sound check, let me know everything's working right. If it's working right, or WW already said, gave me a sound check. Audio good, he says. So thank you for that, WW, in the chat room. Yes. Yeah. When you start questioning the word, well, you're headed in a certain direction. And of course, that direction is unbelief. And we have some trying times that we're living in, but the trying times are just beginning. We are on our 2030 march to the mark of the beast. And there's no way around it. It's coming. There's nothing we can do. It has been foretold. How heavy it will be where we are at, how much liberty we will be able to retain, well, I guess that all comes down to our resistance. And if any of you have been with me for a while, you know where I stand on the American beast government, how I see that it has two horns, and the two attributes given for those horns are: one is like a lamb, and the other is it speaks as a dragon. Yeah. And I'm thank you all for your prayers, those of you that are praying for me and added me to your prayer list. I do appreciate that. That's probably almost everyone in the chat room right now, because I see all regulars in the chat room. I didn't send out a notice today to all of the places that I just sent out. But I did send out a notice to my blog of, 900 people. So that's 900 notices. And it's good to see that, a few people show up regularly. Yeah, that's all I need. I don't need fame and fortune. I would like you all to have more fame and fortune than me. Yes, indeed. Well, what do we have today? I get weary sometimes of talking about what the beast is doing, the Antichrist through his shadow government, because it starts to weigh down on you after a while. I used to like to ride out and, you know, walk around the local shops or food stores because they have some interesting things. But now I have to go in there and, you know, most of the people wearing masks. It was nice. I went to an auto parts store with my son-in-law the other night, and none of the people behind the counter were wearing a mask. That's the second time in the last week I went into that auto parts store with him. Because, of course, he's working on his car. He needs me to, give him a ride down there. And so I do. And the first time I went in there, everyone had a mask on except us. Because I didn't even think about it. I don't get out that often. So I don't really think, oh, I have to carry a mask with me, because I'm not not there yet. Here we are a year later, and I'm not there yet where I think about, oh, I have to have, where's my mask? Because I don't get out every day. I get out, not very often, yeah. Anyway, but it used to be more fun to, like, ride my bike around town, go in the shop, and go in the local grocery store there, and just kind of peruse and see what they're selling, what kind of interesting things. But, you know, now I just want to get through it, because most of the people are zombies with masks on their faces. And I'm not, yeah. So it varies, I guess, and I'm hoping to see less of it. We got Texas, I guess, and another couple more states are doing away with the mask mandates. I'm all for that. The sooner we get through that, the better. But I live over here in Jesuit land. Yes, where the governor of California is a Jesuit. There's no hiding that. They even advertise it on his Wikipedia page. So he's an adherent of the Antichrist, definitely. And that's why California supposedly, I say, it depends on where you are. The bigger cities are more strict, perhaps. But where I live, in the more conservative parts, in one of the more conservative counties, where we even have a constitutional sheriff, yeah. How about that? I don't worry about it that much, but I still see the zombies out there. Yeah, makes me want to rewatch The Walking Dead. You know, just wherever you see The Walking Dead, just put people with masks on their faces. Anyway, let's see. What do we have today? Oh yes, the jab. And the rising death rate from the jab, it keeps going up. You know, it's like I said, there have been a few times, like when they had peanut butter that was contaminated, or romaine lettuce that was contaminated, and a couple people got sickness from Ebola, probably because their immune system was already compromised by vaccines. Seriously. Oh, did I say that on YouTube? Yeah, it's just a matter of time. So CDC says, watch out for the zombie apocalypse. Yeah, Dale, I saw that. I think the CDC even has a page on their website about the zombie apocalypse. Didn't know they were going to sponsor it, did you? You never thought they would sponsor the zombie apocalypse. But anyway, the CDC put out, published something on the mask, and it's saying that the mask probably may help reduce the spread of COVID by their, and they compared places that had mask mandates and counties that didn't have mask mandates, and they decided that there was a 1.3% less occurrence of COVID deaths in those counties which had people wear the masks. Okay? Yeah, 1.3%. And even if that's true, which probably isn't, because we know their deaths aren't all COVID related, but COVID might have been present, which could be anything from the common cold to the full-blown COVID-19 virus, which they haven't isolated yet for some reason. But anyway, we're not going to talk about that. So almost nil. That's what they're saying. Almost nil. Almost no effect at all do the masks have on preventing anyone from dying from COVID-19. This is the CDC website. It's been out there. You've probably seen the article yourself. So, yeah, I can't wait to get rid of the masks. And first, we got to get rid of our Jesuit governor here in California. Yeah, the Pope's boy over here, the Antichrist son of the Vatican. Yeah, and part of his Jesuit army. See, he's got his people everywhere. It's just most of the places that they have their shadow operatives, you don't know that they're there. But you know them by their fruit. Yeah. You know them by their fruit. So, it's like Heil Wittenberg over there in Michigan, my native state. I'm a native son of Michigan. So, and Heil Wittenberg, yeah, so it started with the double V, pronounce it with that German accent. Heil Wittenberg, right, over there in Michigan. Yeah, she's one of them too. So you know them by their fruits. Some of them are a little more clandestine, perhaps like a handful of the operatives that are in lockstep with the Antichrist and his shadow government, calling themselves Republicans in several states and localities and counties or whatever. If they're in lockstep, they're either duped, deceived, deluded. There's a lot of delusion out there. The scripture told us it would be so, that there would be great delusion. It doesn't say a. No, there's no definite article before the word delusion there. It says, except great, there shall be great delusion. And boy, you never thought it could be so great if you didn't live to see it, did you? The great delusion. Yeah. Let's see, it will get worse as we approach the June 3rd date for the World Economic Forum Great Reset. This version of the internet is going to flip to 3.0, and it's possible all truth channels will disappear. Get ready, this is the Jesuitical Ignatian year of revenge against mankind. Dark winter, dark days ahead. Thank you for that, Jesuit Fina. That's a warning for you. It's coming. I've said it years, many years ago, that the time would come when you would not even be able to get on the internet without the mark of the beast. And somehow you're going to have some kind of QR code and all that nonsense, or barcode or chip or some way, enter your digits in to let them know that your account is in good standing, your social credit score is in line, and you have capitulated and you're obedient, worshiping the beast, the Antichrist, the beast, or the image of the beast. Yes, you are in line. You have the mark of the beast, one of those marks of the beast. Doesn't matter which one, just so you capitulate and worship the beast by your obedience to his lies and his mandates. It's the way it's been all throughout history. I mean, you could, in past years, during the Antichrist 1260-year reign, you could feign that you were part of his church. You know, you could kneel at the statue of one of the saints and not believe it, but you could feign that you believed it. You could eat a wafer, you know, the so-called, you know, the sacrificial cookie, yeah, and not believe it. But as long as you were willing to go along, that was considered enough obedience. But if you helped one of those heretics who would stand and not capitulate, well, you could, that would cost you your life too. Yes, you could be ostracized with them, those that you sought to help. Yeah. Yep, hence the mass continues, says Carrie Ann in Wisconsin. Yeah, so lockstep, right in lockstep with the Antichrist and his will for total subjugation of the entire world. That's what this COVID is all about. To bring us to that point, to break the most prosperous and freest nation on the planet. Well, they've been breaking us down for many years with debt. I mean, since the Antichrist and his shadow government got their Federal Reserve coup of the U.S. Treasury in 1913, they've been working and whittling away. And yes, it is a great conspiracy, but it is a intergenerational conspiracy. It has been, you see, the Antichrist, you know, though he had received that deadly head wound and his 1260-year reign ended, overt reign ended, doesn't mean that he and his minions stopped working behind the scenes. Oh, they did not. Now the deadly wound is healed, and he has total control in Washington, D.C. Wherever you see the most totalitarian governments in the world, you'll know that his army is there and wielding power behind the scenes. They learned their lesson from history. Okay. Well, welcome to the chat room, Chuck Samp. We have a 10-character limit on our names, our monikers in the chat room. Might want to keep that in mind next time you log in. Yeah, I only have 10 characters. Maybe I should increase it to 12, whatever the limit is over there in the right-hand side. But I can't. I don't remember how to do that. Yeah. Okay, let's see. What else do we have here for today? Yes. When face mask guidelines are not found to be substantiated scientifically, which the CDC has just admitted to, government resorts to social ostracism. So, and how do they do it? Well, yeah, the corporations are in line. We have we are more fascist worldwide than ever before. There's no doubt about that. No doubt at all. Let's see. The New America, Bioethics, Death Panels, and Killing Babies and the Old. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about it. Let's see. How do I do this now? Excuse me while I play producer here for a minute. I'm trying to figure out how do I do that? Oh, here's how we do that, I believe. Yes, there we go. See, I can actually put what I want to talk about on the screen there behind me. All right. Okay, this one here. This is a Moderna's top scientist. See, everyone should know this. There's some really well-meaning people that are actually getting the jab because they're deceived, easily deceived. The world, they call it a vaccine, so they believe it is. They believe, oh, it's just like the vaccines of the past that have worked, you know. It's like when I was young in school, I got a polio vaccine. Well, before the 50s, when I got my polio vaccine, when they early on they were given polio vaccines. This has also happened recently in Africa with the help of Bill Gates, that the polio vaccine actually gave people polio. Yeah. But so vaccines might work, and maybe, you know, maybe there's a time for that and stuff, but I don't think that, yeah, that it's a good idea. That's my personal opinion, to vaccinate anyone, unless you see people dropping dead around you, you know. But we haven't seen that yet. That would be called a pandemic, you know, if people are actually dropping dead around you. If we had like an extra 100 million deaths last year, we could call it a pandemic. But we didn't have any extra 100 million deaths. The death count for the year was on par with the previous 10 years. Yeah. So, you know, like I said, if people were dropping dead and, you know, actually dead, you might want to think getting a vaccine to save your life. But you want a vaccine that's really a vaccine, not one that's going to hack the software of life. And this is from Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine. You see a vial here of 10 multiple dose vial. It says 10 doses of 0.5 milliliters. So that means that 10 times that would be 5 milliliters doses 10 people. What if they get a little too much in your dose? And do they give children the whole same dose that they... It doesn't even matter, because it says we're actually hacking the software of life. This is from Moderna's top scientist. So, you know, I mean, have you ever had your email hacked? Was that a good thing? How about your website? Do you ever get that hacked? Someone ever hack your phone? Yeah. Was that a good thing? Yeah, they're hacking the software of life, and that's actually what the problem is. They're hacking the software of life. So this top scientist, I got a little clip here that from him. Let me make sure I turn on this desktop audio. There we go. And this guy here is the Moderna boss, and I've got this queued up, so want to pay attention to that. I might want to turn up the speaker here, see how if I can make this. Okay, here we go. I don't know how this is going to turn out on the audio stream, but on the video stream, you'll hear it fine. Anyway, so you have to pay attention to what he says.
How to get super fast Wi-Fi.
Whoops.
Anywhere, anytime, in 6 seconds. Internet providers.
Okay.
And it actually works in people. We took a group of volunteers and injected them with a messenger RNA vaccine against a variant of influenza. And all of these volunteers got the immune response we were hoping to see. The side effect profile was pretty bad.
Okay. And hey, we're coming up at the end of the hour. We'll talk about what he just said, if you caught it, when we get back from some messages. You're listening to Cross the Border. This is a live Prophecy Reality Edition. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust, I will not be afraid. Behold, God is my strength.
Hear it first on FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net.
The book of Revelation says, "The spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus Christ." This is at the very heart of FirstAmendmentRadio.com. In that spirit, we have created the Prophecy Reality News app for all of your mobile devices, streaming First Amendment Radio 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Available for your Apple, Android device, and smartphone, absolutely free. Get the Prophecy Reality News app installed today, so you can listen to First Amendment Radio wherever you are. The Prophecy Reality News app. Get it now.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for missionary radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our listen and schedule pages on the internet. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
Back. You're listening to Across the Border. My name is Nicholas, and this is a live prophecy reality edition. Thank you all for showing up today. Okay, well, when we left, we played a little clip there, and I put a link to it and the quote in the chat room there, where this guy, the head of Moderna, one of the heads of Moderna, says, "We took a group of volunteers and injected them with a messenger RNA vaccine against a variant of the flu, influenza, and all of these volunteers got the immune response we were hoping to see." Then everyone claps, right? Okay, what's the problem with that? Well, one is they did not inject them with a vaccine. They injected them with an mRNA messenger, okay? Not the vaccine, because usually what they do is they take a part of a whatever it is they're trying to give you immunity from, a flu virus or polio or whatever, and they make it impotent or take a so that it's identifiable enough to create immune reaction in your immune system itself, so that your body does the work. And your body, since it does the work, it begins the work, it knows when to stop the work, okay, of building an immunity against whatever this foreign invader is that's been introduced into your body. That's a regular vaccine. But this is not a regular vaccine. It's not really technically a vaccine. It is software for for your body at a cellular level, okay, this mRNA. And this is kind of scary because this isn't your body mounting a defense against a foreign invader, okay? This is your body being instructed to produce the foreign invader and mount a response to it. You see the problem? If you don't see a problem with that, it's frightening because they're bypassing the natural course of things. And if your body mounts the response, then your body's going to, if your body initiates the response against a foreign invader on itself, well, it, along with that process, comes an end to that process. But if your body just receives instruction to create a bit of protein that mocks whatever it is they want you to be immune to, when does your body stop? Do they really know enough? And obviously, yeah, your body doesn't stop. It doesn't know when to stop. Something's wrong with the programming when people start dropping dead or getting all of the other different kinds of different reactions that none of them would have got had they just caught the regular flu virus, okay, even COVID-19. None of them would have got those side effects because their immune system would not have been triggered artificially by their body being taught to produce that which it seeks to be immune against. Does that make sense to anybody? Yeah. So my question is, now your body produces the enemy that causes an immune reaction. What could go wrong? How do you shut this thing off? It's scary stuff. You should be very afraid of this vaccine. I am. I would be very afraid to take it. That's why I will not take it. And, you know, they can, this experiment that they've deceived a lot of people, are deceived into taking this, in participating in this experiment. And I'm afraid it's not going to turn out well because a lot of these people are going to react continually, and maybe the reaction will build over the years, whatever, unless some of them, you know, don't get the instructions right or whatever. You don't know what's going on at the cellular level. But I guess we're going to find out in a few years, aren't we? Yes, indeed. In a few years, we will definitely find out. But what is the other thing that's frightening is the almost total, you know, like 99% blackout of the deaths and the side effects that have been going on. Any other product produced even one-tenth, less than one-tenth, of the side effects and deaths that are being produced by this, it would be over for them. That product would be off the market so quick and they would be destroying it. And that company with the liability would be sunk. Okay. So, I'm going to quit with that right there. You have enough information, but it's out there. You can find it. But the other thing that's frightening is how many people, even if they see, refuse to really look at it. You can put the information, you can even read it to them, and they're like, la, 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 I don't want to hear it. And they'll run out and participate. Yeah, the zombies. We are in the midst, it seems, of a zombie apocalypse. Yeah. So it's becoming just very plain to see that the scripture is being fulfilled. Okay, what do we have next? Okay, I'll see. Carrie Ann says, many Christians are embracing the Abraham Accord. And yeah, that's a thing. And, you know, I wrote a book about the Abraham Accord, and I published it in 2017. And the book is called When the Third Temple is Built. And this year, actually earlier this year, is it much earlier this year? Yeah, I believe earlier this year, I did an update on this book and I retitled it The Abraham Accord. But either book will get you to the same place. It's just the new publication I'm offering on Amazon so people can be apprised of what the Abraham Accord is all about. But in this book, When the Third Temple is Built, I posit that this was before I heard of the Abraham Accord. I posit that they would build, they would convert the Temple Mount into a place where the three Abrahamic faiths come together. And the Abraham Accord just verified what I wrote in this book. That's why. And I'm offering this free. You can go to my website, crosstheborder.org. Go to the free ebook tab there, and I'll send you a PDF or EPUB of this book, When the Third Temple is Built. Or you can ask for the Abraham Accord copy, and I'll send you a copy of that one instead, because it just has the first few chapters are different on it. The introduction to the Abraham Accord is different on it, because just updating what I had already done. But the main thesis of the book remains the same. So if you're interested in that, like I said, go to my website, nicholasarthur.wordpress.com or crosstheborder.org, and click on the free ebook tab there, and then specifically follow the instructions there and then ask for the Abraham Accord, When the Third Temple is Built, or let's see, what's the other one I'm offering there? The Rapture Will Be Canceled. You can get any of those there. One at a time. And I do ask, if you get one there, that you go and leave a review on Amazon if you have an Amazon account. If you have your own blog or website, or leave a review there. Or write an email to somebody, or just tell somebody about the book. I'll believe you. You know, if you say so, I'll believe you, because you wouldn't lie about such a thing, would you? About having shared the page or, to get a copy of one of my other books. Because I like to give everything away free, but I like to know people read it, and it would be reasonable service if you would render even a very brief review on Amazon or share it in some way or another. So, but that's coming, and if they want to meet their 2030 agenda, it seems they're going to have to pull off this Abraham Accord on the Temple Mount, or the building of the Third Temple, along with a Catholic cathedral to represent, you know, worldly Christianity. Because you have to have like, if they're going to come together, they all have to be alike, apostate or pagan, one or the other, because of course. Judaism is apostate, because true Judaism leads to Christianity, you know, belief in the Messiah, Jesus, or Yahshua, as you would call him in Hebrew. See, if your Judaism doesn't lead you to the Hebrew Messiah, then you are apostate. And of course, then you get to the Islam, it's not even the same God. Allah is the moon god, so it's a different god altogether. So I guess the apostates get in line there with the pagan apostate moon god called Allah, which has been converted somehow, they believe, into the god of Abraham. That's why it's called the Abraham Accord, because they're bringing the three Abrahamic faiths together. Throughout the Mideast, and eventually on the Temple Mount. They built several of these structures, or structures where they bring together on the same compound the three Abrahamic faiths. And I believe that's just a precursor to what's coming on the Temple Mount. And I believe that we'll see this by 2023, because if they're going to complete the 7-year tribulation deception by 2030, if they want that to line up with their 2030 agenda, it seems that enough thought would go into it to get that to begin, you know, a seven-year treaty beginning about 2023, giving them 7 years to meet their 2030 deadline, okay, for the 2030 agenda, the UN, or I should say the Image of the Beast agenda 2030. So we'll see how that happens. We'll keep an eye on that. If it's close, if it's right around there, might be a year earlier, it might be a year later, who knows. But if you read this book, if you get this book from me and read it, like I said, free, you can get it that way, or you can buy it if you want. You can go to Lulu Press and get a copy of this, or you can go to Amazon and get the Abraham Accord, or like I said, I'll give you a PDF of the Abraham Accord. If you'd like that, let me know and I'll figure out a way to get you one. It's not that much. It's not that expensive. So, but if you read it, then you'd understand it. But if you read about, I have several articles on my website. You can look them up. Just put 7 year deception and or 7 year tribulation deception, anything like that. Several articles ought to pop up about the 7 year tribulation and how it is a deception, because, you know, it is. There's no 7 year tribulation outlined in the scripture anywhere. The scripture does at Matthew chapter 24 state that the tribulation of those days, or there shall be great tribulation, but it doesn't say the great tribulation, and neither does it say 7 years anywhere. So, and I believe that, yes, we are in the tribulation of those days where we will have and are having great tribulation. There have been periods of much greater tribulation than any of us have ever seen in America. In history already, there have been, yeah, years of great tribulation for the church and the Hebrew church before Jesus showed up and said, I will build my church, okay? There was the Hebrew church before that, and they suffered great tribulation most of the time for their own disobedience, and some for their faith also. Yes, those elect that suffered, the prophets, and those that suffered for the true faith in Israel before Jesus built his church, and after which hundreds of millions have suffered for their faith since then. So we may be required to do that in the future to come, in a few short years, with their 2030 agenda. I see it really coming up after that, because they're going to require, and of course they're going to persecute anyone who does not capitulate to the mark of the beast after that date. Then you're going to see mark of the beast inquisitions. The scripture, I think, clearly outlines the mark of the beast inquisitions that are coming. I'm also writing my exposition of the Revelation, leading for most everything up through the French Revolution upon the shoulders of E.B. Eliot and Matthew Henry. But, you know, they didn't see the third manifestation clearly of Rome as we see him now. Of course, us being here more than 100 years later and seeing what has transpired in this final era leading up to the return of Christ. I call it the three frog era, because those three frog spirits, like frogs, were let loose about that time, about the beginning of the 19th century, about the same time that the 1260-year reign of the Antichrist ended. And so they thought that Christ would be coming within, you know, they believe by the end, before the end, or certainly shortly after the beginning of the 20th century. Yeah, but it didn't happen. Here we are more than 100 years later after what they expected to be the consummation. and they didn't see this whole era. And let me see, I had something here. The manifestations of the Roman beast were somewhat mistaken by some of those earlier expositors who wrote in the 19th century and before, okay, so like E.B. Eliot and others that came before him. And so I share this little bit here that I have. Let's see. Okay, let me do my producer thing here for a second. And yes, there it is. Okay, we can put that on there. Anyway, manifestations of the Roman beast. And this is in, I have 13 chapters. I have an introduction chapter, but I don't call it chapter one because I'm doing each chapter after the 22 chapters of the book of Revelation for my exposition on the Revelation. And this is in the 13th chapter here I write for verses 1 through 8, manifestations of the Roman beast. The opening verses 1 through 8 contain more than adequate recapitulation for identification and note several changes for the era opening. Then follows 11 through 17, verses 11 through 17, an overview of the final phase in the life, machinations, and affiliations of the greatest and most enduring of the final world-dominating powers, or beasts, a government created by mortal man. Of course, the beast kind of takes on a life of its own and comes up, becomes uncontrollable. We've seen that throughout history. But these beasts are governments created by mortal man. And of course, this one with its revived head and supporting companions, the earth beast and its image, before it goes to perdition. Now, the first manifestation. Here we identify the fourth beast of Daniel 7:7, noting the attributes, lion, bear, and leopard, of the three sea beasts which it conquered and assimilated in succession, so identified as the Roman Empire, pagan in its first manifestation, which lasted about 1,200 years, until the empirical rule was taken out of the way to make way for the rise of the man of sin with his great apostasy. The second manifestation. The 10 kingdoms into which the Roman Empire then divided was consistent with the division corresponding to the 10 toes of Daniel's image, chapter 2. The principal Gothic tribes raised to sovereignties were 1. The Anglo-Saxons in Britain, the Franks in central France, the Alemanni on the Rhine, the Burgundians in Burgundy, southeastern France and part of Switzerland, 5. The Visigoths in Spain, 6. The Suevi in Portugal and Galicia, 7. The Vandals in Africa and the Italian islands of Sicily, Sardinia, and Corsica, 8. The Bavarians on the Danube, 9. The Heruli, succeeded by the Ostrogoths in Italy, 10. The Lombards in Lombardy. These kingdoms all acknowledged the papal supremacy, 3 being immediately plucked up and supplanted by the little horn of Daniel. Clovis, king of the Franks, following about 496 A.D., the rest capitulating by 600 A.D. Thus, the crowns remain upon the 7 heads throughout both the pagan empirical and the papal 1260-year rule. Third, this final manifestation, the third manifestation, is signified first by the placement of the crowns upon the 10 horns. Second, while having upon his heads the name of blasphemy, signifying the anti-Christian power from which the crowns have been removed to the horns. Thus we understand the changes here to represent the end of the 1260-year papal rule of the empire and the beginning of the final era, it having received the purported deadly wound by the sword. We learn later that the 10 horns, on whom the crowns are, will finally turn on the whore of the 7 hills and desolate her. And so we go on from there. Just a little preview of some of the things that you can expect when I finish this study. And of course, I'm going to do this study on the air live when I finish it, but I want to complete it first. And you'll see a lot from E.B. Eliot, from Matthew Henry. So, you know, going with the great expositors of history and the great historicists of history, which has been quite an education. And, of course, a lot I have to bring up to date from the 19th century to today, looking at the history and, of course, bringing that out briefly in the study. I don't want it to be an overwhelming 500-page, if I can keep it to 200 to 250 pages, I will have done well. But everything will be footnoted and so that everyone knows where to look. I mean, I'm already in this chapter, I'm already up to 95 footnotes. So you can see there's quite a bit there footnoted. Of course, a lot of the footnotes are references to Bible passages, so, you know, to verify, for those that want to verify that. And I believe I've already completed actually chapter 14. Yes, chapter 14 is done. So I'm getting there. So I thank all of you for your prayers. I'm almost done with chapter 14. I've got probably a few more paragraphs in that to write. Then I'll get on to 15 through 22. And I'm spending a lot of my time these days on that. So your prayers are gladly received. Okay, let me see. Let me check the chat room. Let's see if we need more comments or questions since, that's okay. Oh, no more in the chat room. No liability with the vaccine manufacturers. Okay, well, we got another hour coming up, so I'm sure we have plenty more to talk about for another hour. And I would like to hear from you in the chat room. You got any ideas, things you want to kick around? Well, let me know there. Questions, comments, ideas, I welcome all of them. Okay, we'll be back after the news.
First on FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net.
American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. The Biden administration continues to deny that there is a crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border as the stream of illegals continues to flow unabated because of the Biden administration policies. Texas Congressman Dan Crenshaw says the state of Texas is footing the bill for a job that is the responsibility of the federal government.
Our Border Patrol is overwhelmed. And the fact that they're overwhelmed processing people, being bus drivers, being daycare workers, guess who has to foot the bill for this? Texans. Since we're on the topic of Texas, Texas DPS spends hundreds of millions of dollars a year trying to secure our border because while Border Patrol is taken off the line, they can't patrol the border anymore because they have to deal with hundreds and hundreds of people bringing their kids across the river. Well, then Texas DPS has to actually patrol the river. They have to get in helicopters and patrol there. They have to go after drug smugglers. They have 600 pursuits in just one area over the course of last year. These are really dangerous times for them. So I actually just introduced a bill that would pay Texas, it's a bipartisan bill, by the way, that would pay Texas back for the billions of dollars that we have spent on border operations that are a federal responsibility.
But former ICE Director Tom Homan says the flood of illegals being allowed into the country is intentional.
Is it really about fear and persecution, or is it about getting to the United States, where now you can get a job illegally because the Biden administration tells ICE you can't do worksite enforcement operations anymore? No. I think President Trump is concerned about this country. He made that clear to me, and I think he's going to stay in a fight along with it. And I'm going to stay in a fight, too. I mean, I'm not going to shut up. They're not going to shut me up because I've worked for six different presidents. I know how this stuff works. And this is what they're doing right now is by design. Our border is at chaos, and the men and women of the Border Patrol deserve better, and the president has abandoned them.
The House prepares to vote on President Biden's American Rescue Plan after the Senate made some final modifications. Democrats are getting little resistance to the fact that only 9% of the almost $2 trillion measure actually deals with so-called COVID relief. Utah Senator Mike Lee says Democrats know they can pass any bill and spend as much money as they want, as long as they use the word COVID.
We know that in the aggregate, it ends up hurting America's poor and middle class more than anyone else. Because they will find, first of all, we're going to be facing inflationary pressures as a result of this. Secondly, every time we borrow more money, it makes it more difficult for us to borrow more money in the future. And this one is not about the core day-to-day operations of the federal government. This is just printing out checks just because they felt like doing it. And they've learned that if they say COVID after anything, they could just spend money for any reason they want.
A California school board trustee has lost the trust of parents after she rudely used racial insults to criticize those at a district meeting who want to reopen schools. Bob Kellogg reports.
La Mesa Valley Board Vice President Sharda Bell Fontenelle shocked many at a recent meeting by stating plans for reopening schools seems like white supremacist ideology. Project 21's Derek Green says Bell Fontenelle is apparently not on the side of parents.
To call that white supremacist ideology sounds as if she is on the side of extending online learning that's been detrimental to the academic needs of the students, rather than being on the side of the parents.
Green says he's actually glad that Bell Fontenelle used racist language, hoping naive parents' eyes will be opened to what's happening in schools.
We don't understand the depth to which using terms like white supremacist ideology and constant references to slavery and structural racism, the extent to which that is used in the classroom. So it's good that they're hearing this.
Breitbart also reports some district parents are now calling for Bell Fontenelle to resign because of her remarks. I'm Bob Kellogg.
U.S. consumer prices increased 0.4% in February, the biggest increase in 6 months, led by a sharp jump in gasoline prices. American Family News is online at onenewsnow.com and download the One News Now mobile app for your Apple or Android device. I'm Rusty Pugh.
Hear it first on FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net.
Thank you.
Welcome back. You're listening to Prophecy Reality. I'm Nicholas, and this is a live broadcast we do once a week where we talk about, well, prophecy, reality, what's in the news, what it has to do, where we are, and what we have to look forward to in the future. And I'm afraid that what we have to look forward to in the future is not looking much better than where we're at right now. It's looking pretty grim. But the fact is this, you know, we're all born, we live, and we die. And our life is short. The scripture says it's but a vapor. It appears for a little while, then it vanishes away. That's the gist of it. And some people, you know, suffer more than others. Some people have more charmed lives, with much easier lives than others. And some people die horrible deaths from many different causes. And some people die peaceably. That's been happening throughout all of history. And if you're part of God's church, well, said in this life you will have tribulation. And if they, he says, if they persecuted me, they're going to persecute you. So you should be suffering some persecution, some canceling. That's what they call it, being canceled. By the cancel culture. Now, that's the beginning of persecution. But we have experienced nothing like what I read about in the history books, for the most part. And few people have. And there are actually people paying with their lives for their faith in the world right now, and will be. But I see, from what I read in the scripture and then watching and seeing the scripture actually being fulfilled, realizing that we are moving into that era where everyone will be required to worship the beast or its image or have the number of its name and somehow have some allegiance to the beast and be able in some way to convey that allegiance, whether it's by giving a number, an identification number, waving your smartphone, a barcode, a Q code, or whatever, the QR code, or whatever they call all those things that you could have in any way to show them that you are in good standing with the requirements of the beast or its image. Then, if you're not able to do that because you're taking a stand, it may be that you might have to get your Lucifer Ace tattoo showing that you even got your gene-altering, you know, jab. It could be any of those things. All of those things are, you know, and if it's none, when the point comes to it where you have to verify your mark and your number to even get on the internet or walk into a store and buy something, well, then you'll know that you're in the midst of a Mark of the Beast Inquisitions. Your name and where you're calling from. Yeah. Well, sorry, I couldn't help you there. I know the phone works because people call me off air and actually talk to me. So, yeah, no question that the phone works fine. Okay, but those are the days that we're getting into. And one thing you can do is read history. You know, like get James A. Wiley's History of Protestantism and read that. It's a big read. It's three volumes. But it's the history. It goes practically from the beginning. But most of it starts with, you know, pre-Reformation and Reformation up to the 19th century when it was written. So You'll see that there, and a lot of testimony about what the church had to suffer and how many people willingly laid down their lives to obtain eternal life through Jesus Christ. And boy, that takes faith now. You have to really believe to be able to do that, to have the kind of faith that says, kill me, whatever, it doesn't matter what you do, you know. Torture me, torture, you know, my children in front of me, abuse my family. You know, it doesn't matter what you do, because if I capitulate, then it costs me and perhaps even my family their eternal life in Christ Jesus. There's nothing more important. And Jesus said those words, and he didn't say them in vain, because how many throughout history, when you read the history of all the martyrs for Jesus, how many obeyed Christ in that and believed him? And nothing that the Antichrist and his minions, his inquisitors, could conjure up. No evil. There is no evil they would not do to persuade one, to get them to recant. And yet they would not recant. Few did. Well, but, you know, a few did, but most did not. Because when you get to that point where you're marching up to that stake or you're in that prison, by that time, you have so much invested in God's kingdom that nothing can turn you away. Because what do they have to offer you? A life diminished in which you're going to die and lose everything anyway? That's what they're offering you. Recant, and we'll let you have the rest of your mortal existence. You know, the rest of your, you know, sinful, you know, decaying mortal existence that's just going to lead to the grave where you lose everything anyway. That's all they're offering you. Yeah. So, eternal life through Christ Jesus, the gospel prize, has to be more real, more desired than anything this life has to offer. That's why we need to strengthen ourselves in God's word and read it, know it, become intimate with it, and then read. There's plenty of biographies out there in Fox's Book of Martyrs, plenty of histories in Protestantism that you can read to strengthen your faith so that you know that you can stand because so many stood before you. And of course, the ultimate example is Christ himself, who says he not only stood for you and was an example for you, but that he will stand with you because he is not dead. He is alive. And he said, I am alive forevermore. I am he who was dead and am alive forevermore. Read the Revelation. Quite an eye-opening book. Yeah, and I hope that you all will enjoy my exposition when I'm done with it. I think I'm several months off here, but I'm spending a lot more time these days in it. So, trying to, we only have so much time. Yes, only so much time, and I need to work while it is day because the night is coming. As the scripture says, when no one can work. Okay, let's see. Yes, the Episcopal Diocese of Southern Virginia has just released its regulations protocol for the safe regathering of churches. Well, I'm glad to say the local Baptist church where I occasion here, and they're 501c3, but, you know, inside all of these state churches, there are true believers. Probably more in a Baptist church than you'll find in a Catholic church. Because if someone becomes a true believer in a Catholic church, most likely 99% of the time they will leave. Yeah. And especially if they... That's one reason why this work, you know, outing, protesting against the Antichrist as an entity that is alive and well today, as a reality, while most of the church out there, the evangelical world, snubs you and thinks you're crazy, Well, I don't care. I'm not trying to reach them. You know, I'm trying to reach as many Catholics as possible, you know, because I come from a Catholic tradition in my family's history. Yeah. I could never say that I was a true Catholic at any time in my life, unless a true Catholic is just totally ignorant and shows up at the Catholic Church for Mass once in a while and has no idea what's going on. Yeah, that was me, and I was a child. I mean, I sat in Mass for years and came out and didn't know even know that God had a son. Can you believe that? I didn't know God and didn't know God had a son. And didn't find that out until someone gave me a Bible when I was 19. Yeah, an old King James Bible. And I read it for myself and my eyes were opened. Hallelujah. Yeah. And then I became a Bible believer, never a Catholic. So, but anyway, want to reach my Catholic brothers and sisters out there. There are good people out there in the Catholic Church. You know, they're out there fighting against the Antichrist without even knowing it. Well, some of it knowing it now because their Antichrist stands, you know, blatantly for the New World Order and abortion and everything evil, because they finally have, you know, the Jesuit order has finally, you know, ascended to the papacy. Yes, the true shadow government of the world, the Jesuit order, has finally ascended to the papacy. So many Catholics are still participating in the idolatries, but fighting for the right to life of the, you know, against abortion and stuff like that, when they don't realize, they don't understand that the Catholic Church always has been for abortion and infanticide. They have always practiced it, except it was always selective in the past. They just wanted to kill the infants of Protestants and other heretics, yes, whoever they named heretic. Yeah, they wanted to kill them, the men, women, children, infants, everyone. Dashed their heads against the rocks. It didn't matter. They were Protestants. They didn't deserve to live. Neither did their children. They've always been for infanticide. But, like I said, it was selective in the past because Catholics are born. I was born a Catholic. I just didn't know it. Never believed it. Never got sucked into it. You know, so I think most Catholics don't get sucked into it. They have no idea what's going on. They're just going to show up, and most of them don't even show up for their weekly wafer. Okay? Yeah. Okay, a German virologist researcher named Professor Winfried Stocker has invented a new vaccine which is proving safe and effective against COVID-19. Strictly speaking, it's an antigen rather than a vaccine, a peptide that confers immunity against the coronavirus without the risks associated. So it's an antigen. I thought that's what vaccines were antigens. I mean, I'm not sure I know the difference. It's no surprise that Professor Stocker has aroused the ire of the German medical bureaucracy to the point where criminal proceedings have been initiated against him. How dare he, you know, interfere with the billions of dollars to be made? Yeah. With the altering the plans of the Antichrist and his minions by killing half the population or more than half the population of the earth through these so-called vaccines, or rewriting your DNA, encoding your DNA to eventually kill you and sterilize you. Yeah, well, people go, oh, you're nuts, man. No one's that evil. No group of people would conspire together against humanity. Bill Gates would never do that. Bill Gates and the Pope. You got to be kidding. And his minions and all of these people and Fauci. They're not really conspiring behind the scenes. They don't have a diabolical plan, do they? To carry out, their eugenics ideals? Oh, they would never do that, would they? Come on, people, wake up. Don't be so gullible. Of course they would do it, and they are doing it. They have the power, they have the money, they own the media, they run lockstep most of the governments of the nations of the world, and they do it all without most people even considering what is being done. People are so gullible to believe that these people really have your best interests at heart. No, these are deluded billionaires and oligarchs and people with power and money to carry out their agendas and carry on their beliefs and inflict them on a world that is under great delusion. It's perfect. It's perfect. See, his response to make the process for manufacturing a new antigen public without filing for a patent, without asking for payment. See, and that interferes with the big bucks to be made, the billions of dollars to be, because these people, you know, the Antichrist and his shadow government, of course, they lure people in with the promise of riches and sears their conscience. You know, it doesn't matter to them. They know people are going to die. They did the studies. They did the animal trials on mRNA vaccines. And they knew that a lot of people would die, are dying, being covered up. Oh, don't worry about that. Don't worry about the fact that, you know, a great percentage of the people that die immediately, like within 12 hours of getting the vaccine. And then many die within weeks of getting the vaccine. What about years? Well, we don't know about years yet. How about months? Oh, but then it's not related. It's too far out. You know, you can rewrite their DNA, their programming. You know, no one ever wrote a virus, a computer virus that would spring on a certain date in the future, did they? Yeah, they know. And who would be so diabolical as to do something so devious? Yes, who? No one could do that. We don't even want to think that's possible. That's conspiracy theory. Yeah, well, so far, yeah, the facts differ. At least we know that we have those that die within hours and those that die within weeks. Well, months are coming up. And, of course, years. But like I said, that's, oh, well, it's too far. You have to die right away. And then it's not really the vaccine. It's, you know, they were going to die anyway. Yeah. Even if they got the vaccine, they would have died. Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah. We bet on that. Right. Yeah, you could believe that, right? Yeah. Sorry to say that Dr. Professor Stalker. Yeah. They're not done with him yet. They criminal proceedings, he's probably going to end up in jail. Yeah, that's terrible because good people. He's being persecuted for the truth. Yeah, so I'll just pray for him that he has, he should have perhaps, yeah, quietly. I don't know. We need to speak out. You know, if it costs us everything, we need to stand for the truth like this brave doctor here, professor. Yeah, he's a brave man, him and Robert Kennedy Jr. and all of those that are standing for the truth. There are so many. We got a whole church down here in Southern California that have disobeyed the governor from early on. I think a couple weeks after, because it was 2 weeks to flatten the curve. After a couple weeks, the pastor said, I showed up every week anyway and I preached. And he said, and people started coming back. We didn't call them to come back, but I was going to do my job. I stood up there and preached every week anyway, and people started to trickle in, and pretty soon the whole place was filled. you know, 3,000 people, whatever, showing up weekly now, most of them without masks. And so what if someone wears a mask? If they want to wear a mask, it's a free country. That's the way it's supposed to be. Okay. Has anyone seen Hillary in the last 3 days? A shackled Hillary Clinton was removed from a fortified holding cell in South Florida and flown directly to Guantanamo Bay aboard Marine CHC Stallion helicopter. Real Raw News can now report. Well, what is this, leftover from QAnon last year? Where are you getting this stuff, man? Don't give us hope, man. It's hard to take all this hope, dashed. You want to believe that that they're actually going to arrest criminals and put them in prison. It's more likely that that Professor Stalker there in Germany will end up in Guantanamo Bay than Hillary Clinton will ever end up there. Sorry to say, this next is from 3 days ago. We don't get a link? Don't bother, man. I don't believe it. Unless CNN reports it, I'm not going to believe it, man. You know, there's some things that you won't believe until CNN actually reports them, right? Because they wouldn't report it unless they absolutely was undeniable truth. But they'd spin it somehow to make it sound like it was a good thing that, for Hillary and the world. And that, they'd probably have a QAnon for Hillary then or whatever. I don't know. It's a bizarre, bizarre world we live in. And it seems to become more bizarre every day. Okay, anyway, thank you for that, WW. A little levity there in the chat room. I'm going to call it levity because, although I'd love to see that happen. And if Trump was true and he had any guts, he would have never let Joe Biden enter the White House. He would have held it by, he would have enforced the vote, yes, and then he would have arrested all the traitors. Yeah, I was kind of hoping something like that would happen, because what do I care, I feel whatever Trump could have done could not have been worse than what is actually happening. See, because what if Trump had surrounded himself with loyal National Guard troops and stuff and weeded out the, what if he had done what Joe Biden's doing? Of course, Joe Biden is doing it because he's afraid. He knows he stole the election. He knows that everybody knows it. No wonder he's afraid. And he has to surround himself with military. But how did Joe Biden get more courageous than Donald Trump? He didn't. He just has a lot of courageous shadow government operatives running the country for him. Okay, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Hear it first on FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net.
The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give.
If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for missionary radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our Listen and Schedule pages on the Internet. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
Since the beginning of time, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it, it has been traded, it has been borrowed, it has been purchased, it has been stolen, there's a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty, to ourselves and to our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188 or visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, right here on FirstAmendmentRadio.com at 4 p.m. Eastern or 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net or call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, 1-800-375-4188.
The book of Revelation says, the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus Christ. This is at the very heart of FirstAmendmentRadio.com. In that spirit, we have created the Prophecy Reality News app for all of your mobile devices, streaming First Amendment Radio 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Available for your Apple, Android device, and smartphone, absolutely free. Get the Prophecy Reality News app installed today so you can listen to First Amendment Radio wherever you are. The Prophecy Reality News app. Get it now.
Welcome back. You're listening to Across the Border, a Prophecy Reality Edition. And we're just talking about current events and things going on in the news and how they relate to prophecy. We do this once a week. Sometimes it's more interesting than other times, but we live in interesting times. So it's hard to not have material to do for a show. Let's see, WW in the chat room, he gave us a Real Raw News article that says, yes, real, if I open that up and look at it, Real Raw News, Trump, Clinton shipped to Gitmo awaiting military tribunal. Yes, if only we could believe that. Oh, we would love that so much, if only it were true. That's right. Yeah, there it is. And, oh, yeah, Trump recommends death sentence for fraudulent Fauci. Huh, I didn't hear that. I didn't see that on CNN or Fox News. Kind of late, Donald, don't you think? Isn't it kind of late? He's already been rewarded with $1 million for doing his job as the highest paid salaried employee of the federal government. Yeah. How would you like a job where you could make an extra million on the side for doing your job? Yeah, and your job is what? Really, doing whose job? Hey, doing my job, that's for sure. He's not working for me. He's working for his cronies and his and all his contacts. Yeah. Well, see, here's the problem with the people like Clinton and and Herr Fauci there. They're all getting old. Look at that. How old is this guy, Fauci? Yeah, Fauci. How old is he? He looks older than me. Is he older than me? Is he? He must be at least 70. Come on. How old is Fauci? Anybody know? Maybe I should open up a thing here and duck duck go Fauci. Let's see. F A U C. How do you spell his name? Oh, it's not F-A-Y, F-A-U. Ah, there, his name comes up. A lot of people must be looking for Fauci. And let's see, Fauci, does he have a, I'm sure he has a Wikipedia page. I don't see it here. Here it is. There it is. Yeah, he's born December 1940. Wow, he's much older than I am. So he's like near 80 then, isn't he? Wouldn't that make him near 80? Oh, 81. Wow, he's getting old. His time's coming, probably pretty soon. Most people don't make it out of their 80s, so yeah. So he'll be meeting Jesus real soon, yeah. Yeah, after a long sleep. After a nap, he won't know about that. Yeah, he'll be going to his destination pretty soon, and he'll pay for all his crimes, all his thefts, all his murders. Yeah, murders. Yeah, he's culpable in the deaths of all these young nurses and people and children that are suffering from all the work that he has done over his lifetime as now the highest paid employee at age 81. He's 80 this year or 81 this year. He'll be since 1940. Yeah. 80 years old. It's an old man. Ah, 80 years old. So President Joe Biden, I don't know why they put president. That's his president. Certainly not mine, but I'm sure Fauci's very happy that Trump isn't in there. Like I said, kind of late for Trump to have, recommends death sentence for Fauci. Fauci has his death sentence. He was born with it. As a matter of fact, we're all born with a death sentence. Did you know? Yeah, you can read about in the book of Genesis. It says, you shall surely die. Yeah, and guess what? You shall surely die. I shall surely die. Herr Fauci here. He shall surely die too, and we will all meet Jesus when we die. Either it will be at the first resurrection, if you belong to him and your sins are covered by his blood, or it will be at the second resurrection, where you will learn of your place in eternity and torment and hell forever and ever and ever, yeah. So it's one or the other. Yes, we all shall surely die. And these people, you know, it seems they have no conscience. People like this, like Hillary and Fauci, and Bill Gates and so many others, they have no idea. No, their conscience is totally seared, so that they just happily go on doing the same evil that they've been doing their whole lives. Not even considering for a moment that they have to face the Creator, the Judge of all mankind, and account to Him for their sins. Yeah, they have no idea. But many of them may at the last moment, scream in agony and pain and cry out and plead for mercy. But mercy without repentance, and they'll never receive mercy because they'll never reach true repentance for their crimes. Okay, well, thank you for that in the chat room. There, WW. Carrie Ann says, amen. I'm pretty sure Trump wanted to lose and get away from all that, shite. You think he wanted to lose? I wouldn't want to be there. That's the truth. I would not want to be there at all. So, yeah. Trump could have and should have stopped it. Yeah, he should have never done it in the first place. Or after 2 weeks, he should have called it off and kept his word. But it's hard for people to, you know, even the best of people to stop repeating the mistakes of their past, especially if they're so practiced in them. Anybody experienced that? I remember I had a hard time, you know, learning, having my mind being renewed by the washing of the water, the word, learning obedience. Here I am, an old man, not as old as Fauci, but I'm probably, yeah, you know, still learning, yeah. So still being perfected by Christ. That's the process, that sanctification process never ends as long as you live. It gets old, I get tired of it, and sometimes you think, man, I'd just like to check out. Yeah, because all the promises of God sound pretty good, but it's not my call, it's his. After all, I did make him Lord of my life, so it's his call when I go. So until he calls, until he says it's time, I'm going to keep serving him in whatever capacity I am required to serve him, willingly, lovingly. Let's see, only Jesus. Trump made sure the vaccine wasn't released till after he left office. Okay. I have no idea about that, whether that's true or not. If you can giggle at yourself, it says real, raw news, so they can't be lying, can they? Yeah, after you hear these things for, you know, the last 6 months or a year or whatever from QAnon, because remember I reviewed QAnon earlier last year, and I thought, oh, well, all this would be great if it was true. I hope it's true. Yeah. I don't like child traffickers and practicing pedophiles and people who, you know, abuse children and stuff. I don't like any of that. I think all these people ought to be arrested and thrown in the prison, in the deepest hole in prison that you can find. As a matter of fact, well, God said, did say after the fun, the death penalty for murder was appropriate, and we believe that to this day. But how about for the things that those people are getting away with? But now, if you believe in that, yeah, you're excoriated and called an enemy of the state. If you believe, my interests align with the Q interests, and like I said, putting pedophiles, child traffickers, and traffickers of mankind in prison where they belong, having them prosecuted, I go that far. And all of the things that they said would happen but didn't happen, and this other website is still saying is happening, but then you get a week later, and then guess what? Those people show up like nothing happened, and you go, well, okay, how many times can they keep putting this forward, and it keeps showing up as not true? So they can't be lying, can they? Yeah, they can. Some people will lie, and they'll come back and continue to lie just for entertainment purposes, to see how many people they can hook into believing their lies. Unbelievable, but people do that. They have no scruples or conscience whatsoever. As the scripture says, their conscience is seared as with a hot iron. So they cry and they lament and they moan and wail because they see the judgment coming, but no place for repentance is found in them. Just like Judas, no place for repentance was found in him. Yeah, though he complained. Let's see, a slate of candidates backed by Democratic Socialists of America won every leadership seat in the elections of the Nevada Democratic Party on Saturday. prompting every employee of the state party to resign. They won leadership, but it prompted everyone to resign? Okay, well, that's from the New American. I believe they're a pretty reliable source. They aren't out saying that Hillary got transported to Gitmo in chains. There is a BitChute video about a dozen times Biden putting his hands on, that's been on YouTube too, unless they took them all off. But yeah, that's a thing. I've seen that. Yeah, the sniffer in chief, they call him. Yeah. Yes, I believe he's one of the pedos that they're talking about. Yeah, apparently there's an admission even by his own daughter that in a video somewhere, yeah, on BitChute. I've seen all that stuff. Okay, well, we're getting near the end of the hour here. We got less than 10 minutes left. Any comments or questions quickly in the chat room? I can look at them. If not, I'm going to tell you that you need to go to my website, crosstheborder.org, or nicholasarthur.wordpress.com, and make sure you press the follow button there. Share those articles. Also, let me see. I didn't check my my restream. I know I'm on DLive right now. I've got a whole 28 followers on DLive and 7 viewers. So, and a few people in the chat room over there, Mr. Wordsworth and Fuzzmeister in the chat room. Good to see you there. When they kick me off of YouTube, I guess I'll be exclusively on DLive. And we're also streaming on Facebook, but I'm not going to check that page. And, let's see. Is this the last call of the day? Whoops. Your name and where you're calling from? Say hello. Ah. Okay, how shy can you be? Anyway, good to see you there, Mr. Wordsworth and Fuzzmeister at the DLive chat room. So I probably should, I don't know if I can embed the DLive chat room. I probably should embed it instead of YouTube on my website. Where's my website guy when I need him to take care of all that stuff for me and change all the social media up? Well, I guess someday I'll have time to do it in between writing and producing and running First Amendment Radio and taking care of the things on the ranch here. I have my hands full, I have to say. Let's see. Okay. Anyway, go over to my website, crosstheborder.org. If you're watching on DLive, if you scroll down, you'll see some panels there with links to articles on my website. So if you scroll down, you'll see those. Empire of the City is the most popular posting on my website all time. Yeah, and then I think the other two are the next most popular. So you can check those out, and then while you're over there, press the follow button. And also share those links. I think you'll find those articles very interesting. At least, tens of thousands of other people, or even hundreds of thousands of other people have, depending on which article. But, yeah, you'll like them. And so spread that around. And I do require your prayers. Also, if you're interested in prophecy, check out my latest books. I'm sure you'll find a link somewhere to get this one here. Reformed Prophecy Interpretation, which is an apology for Reformed premillennial historicism in the 21st century. Very interesting. If you're interested in prophecy, then this is a must read for you. And also, like I said, sometime in the next few months, I'll be coming out with my exposition on the Revelation. And then this one comes in two forms. And this is the 2017 form is When the Third Temple is Built, and the new one can be found at Amazon called The Abraham Accord, simply The Abraham Accord, the second edition of this book, renamed with The Abraham Accord, highlighting the fact that, yeah, we were correct in our assumption that they would be reuniting the three Abrahamic faiths on the Temple Mount. So that's all in the works. So appreciate that. Spread those around. And I still need reviews. Not one person has reviewed my Reformed Prophecy Interpretation on Amazon. So I hope the first review is a good one. I should have hundreds of reviews by now. But still people are buying it. You know, a couple people are buying it every week. So, you know, I'm bound to get some reviews someday. Yeah. What's it like to be popular? Well, I don't know. And I probably will never know. Yeah. Okay. Well, we still have minutes to go here. And not a whole lot to say. My mystery caller has called in. Yes. And let's see, did I have anything else? Oh, I did have one email I forgot about. So, oh, this was from someone was commenting on a YouTube. And my reply, do I have that? No, I must have kicked it off. Oh, my reply. This person said, prophecy reality addressing me. False teaching of a future millennial reign of Christ. Christ is reigning now and has been reigning since the cross. Look up the word thousand in a Bible concordance and you will find the thousand in that verse as plural of a thousand. Interesting. And so I did that. I looked it up. And here's what I found. My answer. Okay. I told her, you are mistaking the Strong's Concordance for the Word of God. It is not. No knowledgeable amillennial apologist would ever make that argument. Even today, the Greek people use the same word for thousand. And you can check that out yourself through Google Translate. You will find the same Greek word everywhere a thousand is used in the scriptures. In case of multiple thousand, it is preceded with the Greek number. Example, pentakiskili. Is that pentakiskilioi? Means five times a thousand or 5,000. Okay? It is only kilioi, plural of, and the dictionary says plural of uncertain affinity. Okay? Kilioi, it says a thousand, plural of uncertain affinity. Because it is not preceded by the number one. But the definite article, a, defines it as singular in the context. A thousand equals 1,000. Glad I could clear that up for you. So that argument's dead on arrival, and it is no wonder. I've never heard it before, because if it was a thing, I'm sure that the all our amillennial expositors that I've read their entire books on, never mentioning it, gives you a clue that, hey, there's nothing to that. Yeah, they don't want to embarrass themselves. But I guess it's an easy mistake for people to go, oh, look, it says uncertain affinity for a thousand in the Greek concordance, Strong's Greek concordance there. So it must mean that, but no, it doesn't mean that. It means that expressed by itself without a number, it's of uncertain, because it's not preceded by the number. But it is preceded by the definite article, a thousand. So if I say a thousand people, what do I mean? Oh, an uncertain affinity. No, I mean one. I'm just not saying 1,000. But it means the same thing. And I believe that's about all we have time for today. Make sure you listen to First Amendment Radio throughout the day. Hopefully you'll get fed by the Bible teaching there and many of the news and other programs and some entertainment that we have there. Spread that around. Make sure you get our Prophecy Reality News app on your stupid phone if you have one. If you have an iProduct, you can put a link to the page, firstamendmentradio.net/Mobi, M-O-B-I for mobile, and just put a link on the surface. I have that on my phone here, a link on the surface of it. Okay, I don't know how if you can see all that, but oh, can you see my phone there? Oh, look, you can. But you can see where if the First Prophecy Reality News app below that, there's a link to Far Player anyway, which opens up to that Mobi page. Okay, so it's almost like an app, except it's not an app. It's a web page designed to fit your screen, which is what apps are. We just can't get them in the app store. And I'm pretty sure that eventually, there it is there, that's what it opens up to, the Mobi page. Anyway, eventually we'll be kicked out of all the app stores by the Antichrist, who controls you know, all those things through his shadow government. So eventually we'll be off all that. And hopefully we'll be able to stay on the dark web somewhere. We'll try that anyway. We'll do whatever we have to do to keep serving God in this way. And if we can't serve him in this way, then I guess I'll have to go out on the streets and take it to the streets. Okay. Anyway, thank you for that, Carrie Ann. God bless you too. And this is pretty much the end of the broadcast. May the Almighty bless you and keep you as you travel on the narrow way that leads to life. We'll see you next time.
The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media Channel. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs on our Listen and Schedule pages. Then when you subscribe, we will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We ask you to give much less than a tithe so that you may also send support directly to a particular program, host, or cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
The book of Revelation says, the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus.